Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to cut my backyard for a week after the rain that we got on Tuesday.
Yeah, no doubt. I got to go up to the farm this weekend. I got about 10 acres I try and keep cut, and I'm just dreading that because our back area is in a low spot, too, and I'm sure I'm probably going to need a kayak to get back there.
I can only imagine. I know, I think I was hearing some people talk about how the heavy rain that we got was localized to down here, but who knows, there could have been some other big cell that went through where you're going.
Yeah, I got a one of those camera thing deals, and I was looking at the weather, and there was a bunch of red cells that came through there. It's just west of Mount Pleasant in the middle of the state, so... I think we all got it in one way, shape, or form, but I guess I'll find out Saturday, Friday afternoon when I get up there. It's always a surprise. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, story of my life.
It certainly feels that way these days, doesn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. On a different subject, I was in Tampa last week on business, and I ended up connecting with the guy through QRZ and picked up a Kenwood TH-74. I've been trying to learn that thing. It's quite the handful. It's neat, but it's quite the handful.
That's awesome. You know, I was actually out of town last week myself and was able to check into a couple daily nets that they had. I was in New Jersey, and I thought that was pretty cool. I hadn't really programmed my radio when I traveled in the past, so programmed an HT, brought it with me, and was able to check into a couple nets, and the guys on the net were appreciative that I took the time and did it while I was on vacation, and it was just neat to talk to other people. Also, to know that I could get it all dialed in and figured out when I was leaving town to program in another location's repeaters, so pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And luckily, the guy that I bought this from, he was a firefighter in Orlando. He left all of the Florida stuff on there, so I got all the D-Star and repeaters in Florida already set up, so I just added the Michigan ones on there, and pretty much good to go.